Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and joining me now on the phone, very funny comedian. He's actually coming to Chattanooga February 2nd at the Walker Theater for the Tap Out, Nap Out, Crap Out Tour. I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Brad Upton.
Thanks, Gino. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking some time and talking with me today. We are super excited for your show coming up on February 2nd. As I mentioned, it's the Tap Out, Nap Out, Crap Out Tour. But before we get into the current tour, Brad, I kind of want to talk about your history a little bit, because you've been doing comedy for quite some time, just about as long as I've been alive, but 39 years.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm almost 40 years since I first started.
That's incredible. It's an incredible journey. So let's kind of start from the beginning. For those that don't know, you were a fourth grade teacher. You're going to be a part-time track coach, and then all of a sudden you made this shift into comedy, and I kind of wanted you to comment on that transition. How did that come about, and how did this all start about 40 years ago?
Yeah, I went to an open mic, and I was drawn to comedy. I wanted to do comedy, but, you know, I don't know how to do it, and I was 200 miles from an open mic, but I eventually did it, and it went really well, and so I was hooked, and then for the next 2 years, I was doing as much as I can while teaching school. And then I quit. I quit teaching, and I thought, well, if it doesn't work out, I'll go back to teaching. And it has worked out. So It's been a nice journey.
No, that's fantastic. And of course, yeah, anybody, you could always go back to teaching. That's always going to be there. So I think that was a smart move.
Exactly. I asked for a leave of absence from the school district, a 1 year leave of absence, and they denied it. And I go, well, then I quit.
That's it. Well, I'm out of here then.
Yep.
As you mentioned, a remarkable career then, spanning 39 years. And I want to ask someone that's been in the business as long as you have, what are the big changes that you've seen in the sense of comedy? What are the big changes you've seen since maybe you started to now touring today?
Oh, it's completely changed.
I bet.
Mean, social media, it didn't exist. Cell phones didn't exist. I mean, the whole thing that I had to go through the whole time when people started bringing phones into the club, and they would ring in the middle of the show. And that was a constant for about a year and a half till people learn how to turn them off. And Then just the social media of just getting gigs. We used to videotape ourselves and then on a big old VHS tape, mail that to a booker and, call them up and try and get them to. And now you just get the kids, I say kids, younger comics, they just shoot it with their phone and immediately send it to whoever the booker is. It's real easy.
Yeah.
It's completely changed.
Yeah, and the exposure is now absolutely massive, because now one clip, and you've experienced this a few times now, one clip just goes viral, and then all of a sudden, you're out there, you're out and about.
Unbelievable. I mean, when I went viral and blew up on the internet, no one was more surprised than me, because I'm like, I've been doing these jokes for a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody shares them, and people know who I am. I've done everything in the comedy business except be well known, and then all of a sudden I blew up.
So we can thank social media for that. That's who you're giving a little bit of credit to?
Absolutely, all the credit to social media.
Yeah, for sure. And people can check out your Dry Bar comedy specials in case they want to know a little bit more about your comedy. We'll Be Funny for Money, that came out in 2019, and then I'm Not Done Yet in 2022. Immense popularity, over 200 million views. How do you react to those numbers? That must be surreal, that knowing that many eyeballs hit your comedy.
It is surreal. It is absolutely surreal. And it's been a very nice career validation this late in my career. You know, some comics say, hey, you should do this and do this. And I go, there's no 10-year plan for me. I'm 67. I'm near the end. But it's been a very nice career validation.
And your special, kind of one of the specials, the first one, took aim at kind of the, as you call it, the Gen Z snowflakes. Became the second most viewed comedy special on the planet, which is just outstanding. Did you think that approach would resonate across as many generations as it had? Because it's really from 18 to 80, you can appeal.
Yeah, I had no idea. And the thing is, I poke fun at Gen Z and under 30s. And they actually take it pretty well, because I'm not mean about it.
Right.
I just make fun of them. And then if you come see me live, I make fun of boomers too. So we're fair game.
Okay, fair enough. And hopefully people will be able to come see you. You can go to TivoliChattanooga.com to purchase their tickets. They can also go to BradUpton.com, I know. And that's February 2nd. Again, it's the Tap Out, Nap Out, Crap Out Tour. You're no stranger to Tennessee. Have you been through Chattanooga before?
Well, let me tell you something. My grandfather was born in Saudi, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Before it joined Daisy. It was just Saudi before it joined Daisy. So my grandfather was born and raised in Saudi, Tennessee. And there's Upton isn't a very common name, but there's a bunch of them in the Chattanooga Ringgold area, and they're all related to me.
Oh, wow.
So if anybody listening knows any Uptons, they are cousins to me. Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, of course, Saudi Daisy right in our listening area. That is that's really great. So almost a little bit of a homecoming for you in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. I came down and visited several years ago when I met all these Uptons that I didn't know that I was related to. And they took me out and we walked around, went to a bunch of cemeteries, found all these people I was related to, my great-great-grandparents, all that stuff. And I didn't know they existed. So it was fantastic.
Oh,
so I'm looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I brought up Tennessee in general anyways, because back in 2019, became a regular guest over at the Grand Ole Opry. Obviously, that is astounding around here as well. So what was that like? What was that? That must be an honor to be kind of linked to an iconic institution.
To walk out and stand in that circle was, I understood what it meant. And I've been back 16, 17 times.
Wow.
And it is absolutely surreal. And, you know, I don't get nervous anymore. I don't get nervous. But that night before I went on, made my debut, my wife was with me and I told her, I said, I'm kind of nervous. Because, you know, and you're walking out there for the first time. There's 4,400 people in there. But they had just all seen that tape, too, of the millennial thing. So most of them had just seen it. So they were all excited. And I did that material and it just killed. So, it is an absolute honor to walk out and stand in that circle at the theater.
It is. You should be absolutely proud. And I think that is fantastic that you've been that many times, too. Not many comics can say that.
They don't use many comics.
No, exactly. No, it is an honor. Throughout your career, too, you've also shared the stage with many legendary acts. I mean, Jeff Foxworthy, Lewis Black, even Dolly Parton, just to name a few. How have these experiences influenced your career? And do you have any kind of memories that you'll have working with these legendary acts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And every one of them has been as nice as could be. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them just as nice. I haven't worked with any big name person that I went, wow, what a jerk. They've all been great.
Well, it's very cool that you've been able to kind of add them to your resume and get those little stickers as you have gone through your career. Well, fantastic, Brad. Thank you so much. Again, the show's coming up on February 2nd, the Tap Out, Nap Out, Crap Out Tour, TivoliChattanooga.com. I'll also link up all of Brad's information at Hits96.com, where we can go for a hub of information on this. One final question, Brad. What can we expect when it comes to seeing you live? If somebody hasn't seen your stuff yet, what should people expect from you?
Well, it's way better live. It's always better live comedy. You might have seen clips on your phone or on your reels, and you've enjoyed those, but it's much better experience live. And about probably 60% of this material you have not seen online. So, come on out, and you'll have a great time, and I'll have a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time. Super looking forward to it. Again, that's February 2nd, TivoliChattanooga.com for all the show information. Brad, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate this time, and people listening, too, will have to check out your YouTube specials if they haven't seen it yet from Dry Bar Comedy. That's Will Be Funny for Money, and I'm Not Done Yet. That's all free on YouTube, so they can get to know you a little bit better, and then we'll see you on the 2nd.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gino.